so unprepared. All my frustrations met with a forced smile and a blank stare. And this fighting was never our plan. We was overheated, minivan, take me home. We crossed the double yellow line for the last time.
This is Inkstuds, www.inkstuds.com, and sometimes CITR.ca or CITR 101.9 FM. Our guest this week is, do you prefer Kate or Katie?
Really, it's either one.
Interchangeable? Kate, a.k.a. Katie, Beaton. Mm. Did I pronounce the last name properly?
Beaton.
There we go.
Like the P isn't even there.
Beaton. There we go.
Yeah.
Now, normally I don't do a lot of webcomic stuff, but you are a webcomicker, and this is part of my month-long focus on Canadiana. And I think the reason I enjoy your webcomics, so to say, is it's the Canadian honesty to it, the fun.
Yeah.
Is that a good wave?
That might be, yeah.
Yeah.
There is a lot of Canadian content in there. Would make CanCon pretty happy.
If there was a CanCon for radio shows about comic books, this would be it.
All right.
I'm sure once they find out that there could be such a thing, there will be something put in place. And,
and then you could be bookended by Alanis Morissette songs.
I'm in Vancouver. It's Nickelback.
Oh.
Now I'm just ill. So, who are you?
What?
Who are you, Kate?
Who am I?
Tell me about what got you into comics.
Who am I? I'm a real live girl, and I'm from Nova Scotia, and I have been drawing since as far back as I can remember. And as far as getting into comics, I drew comics for our university newspaper in New Brunswick, and
for those that don't know, who else worked at that comic or that newspaper years before?
Oh, Mark Bow.
Or Canadiana.
You know that because I wrote you an email fawning over Mark Bell after you did an interview with him. And how creepy I am because I used to look through all his old work in the university archives and cry because it was so good.
Was, at that point, had you read a lot of comics?
No, there was no comics, really, except for in the newspaper, where I grew up. It's very, very small. So I'm not even sure how I got into submitting them for the newspaper. I did it first without putting my name on it, because I was really embarrassed in case anybody hated them. And I ended up being the comics editor at the end of it. It was a lot of fun, and I really missed doing it later on.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, and then there was no more university paper after I graduated, and I just made them for friends who repeatedly told me to make a website, but I didn't know how, so I didn't make one for a while, and then I did, and that was in October.
When you first started doing your comics, what kind of stuff were you doing with them?
Nothing.
what were the comics about? Was it like a Seinfeld episode and absolutely nothing, or...?
No. They were about whatever came to mind. They were either a journal or a fake journal or something about history, or I was putting my friends in them because everybody likes to be in a comic, or they would ask, and I would oblige. And then when the audience grew bigger, I wouldn't be able to do that so much anymore because in-jokes make no sense to anybody.
No, they don't.
No. You try to stay at a B&J.
Now, history is one of the main focal points of your comics that you do right now. History,
yes,
and
is.
Your own personal history.
Mm-hmm.
When did you first start getting fascinated with history? Because your topic has got quite a wide breadth of interest.
Yes. I suppose where I'm from, you are very aware of your own history. It's a very culturally rich sort of place, and it isn't a place where, let me think, it isn't a place that, you're going to have to edit this so I sound like a normal person. No, I...
It's a very tumultuous location.
No, I'm just trying to think of a way to word this. It's a history where I'm from. You're aware of your history because it's a very oral tradition. People are aware of it because people talk about it. You know about where your family has come from and what they were doing 100 years ago and how they got to where they were, because that's the sort of thing that people talk about, and it's a small community, so everybody fits into it. It isn't as though someone, a select few, go out and take the time to learn about it. It's something that you grow up with, so to be interested in it is second nature, I suppose. And when I went to university, I took a degree in history and anthropology, which are very people-centric and mm-hmm. and things that I really enjoyed. And
was it a double major or major minor?
I was a double major. I planned to go into museum studies after that, but that didn't pan out so well after I found out what happened at museums. Basically, you you don't make any money and you go crazy.
Kind of like being a cartoonist.
Kind of. Isn't it excellent how I chose that?
you just... You went into it without having to do more education.
Went into
the life of madness without having to get more education.
Yes, how fortunate for me. You know, don't have to get a second role now.
So, history... Mm-hmm. Any, was it the stories in history that really stuck out to you?
Stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the fact that people can be so ridiculous. I read a lot of comics about people being ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone says that history is about dates and facts and figures, that's really not true. It's never the way that I found it, which is probably why I don't remember dates and figures so well, because I focus on the story so much. I always lost points on multiple choice tests because I couldn't remember the date something happened, but I knew everything that went on. That's the more interesting part.
I actually had a history prof who was very specific about that we had to... he didn't care about the dates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to know that you knew what happened.
Yes, exactly. And you know, the chronology of it. Did I say that right? I don't know.
What are some interesting history stories that really are ridiculous that stick out to you?
Oh, gosh. Some of my favorite ones, they would have to be... King Henry and Thomas Becket. I really love that story. I did make a comic about it. It's a very sad story. Oh, they were very good friends, and then Henry decided to promote his friend Thomas in the church, and so that they could run the church and state sort of together, and it would be fine. And but Thomas took his role as head of the church very seriously, and. So it didn't work out in the way that Henry planned. They became sort of enemies, and at the end, Henry had Thomas murdered in the chapel. And there's something very poignant about that story that I have always really loved.
Which Henry was it?
The second?
The second.
If I'm wrong, oh gosh.
Stay away from
emails.
Wikipedia, people.
I think.
No.
Under the gun, maybe. Anyway.
I love history. Now, when you started working on the history comics, mm-hmm. were you going in there with this full knowledge, or is it kind of a way for you to explore further into more history?
I suppose. I didn't go in making comics with that purpose in mind. It happened to be something that I fell into because my interest in it meant that I kept on making comics, and that I didn't specifically go into making web comics to do about them all about history, and because people enjoyed them as much as I enjoyed making them. I would make things about subjects that I knew about, but then that also tended to be a bit restrictive. Not everybody knows everything about Canadian history, and me neither, but
yeah.
That's a topic that I find interesting, because I make a lot of comics about it. And then I made the request, or asked for requests, and so I took the first 40 that came to me from readers, and so, of course, I wouldn't know everything about what they had suggested. I would have to do my research, but because the suggestions were so good, it was a lot of fun
Who are some of the more interesting requests that you had no idea about?
There was a Polish general who fought during the American Revolution for the Americans, and I'm going to butcher his name if I say it. Tadeusz Kościuszko. I can't even. I just angered everyone who's Polish who's listening. It's 90% consonants in his name. Anyway, so
that would be the Anglophone in you.
Yeah, the horrible writing. Anglophone that I am. I have no mercy on foreign names. But you read about him, and he's not a really well-known figure at all, but he was a very brave man. And then he went home after he fought for the American Revolution and saw that everything was oppressive and terrible in his own country, and he said, well, enough of this, and he led another revolt there. The man was sort of a machine, and when you look up his picture, he looks like Michael Jackson, so he's really pretty rad.
He's a sexy man.
I know.
Speaking of sexy men,
mm-hmm.
Tell me about Tesla.
Tesla, oh my goodness. Tesla was the first comic that I made out of all the requests that came in. I had been reading about him, and I had read about how some women found him attractive, but he rejected them because he was a science man. He was really bizarre, that's why he rejected them. He thought that having a woman around or having a relationship really hindered your ability to be the greatest scientist that ever lived. So he outright said no way to that.
No way, ladies.
Yeah, no way. Like, step back. I have to make some electrical currents so that David Bowie could play me in a movie in 100 years. A pretty obvious choice for that comic would have been to have him fighting with Edison or something, but I thought that was a funny footnote, and I made a comic about it, and it is obviously the most popular one that I've made. I don't think that I could top it. I shot myself in the foot as soon as I made that.
You blew your load too early.
Is it because science nerds read the internet more than regular nerds? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a mixed bag.
I would like to think it's a mixed bag.
There's something
the place.
About Tesla that really captures a lot of people.
He's such an interesting fellow. He really is. He just fascinating because he's so peculiar and brilliant. And everybody really is into those sorts of figures. You know, the weirder you find someone, the weirder a genius they are, the more interesting they are. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Well, is that something you're having fun with, is, like, seeing which of these characters really were odd characters?
Yeah, or just unknown people who were really wonderful, like the Australian general that I did, John Monash. I hadn't heard that much about him, and I found him because I was doing some research on who was on Australian money, and he is on the $100 bill or something like that.
Who does
this
research into
in
Australian money?
It's because I'm such an interesting person. I don't know what to do with my spare time. I'm so sorry I said that out loud.
No, Australian money, it has like a clear part in it, right?
Yeah, well, does it?
I seem to remember my friend coming back from Australia with this wad of weird cash that had this, like, clear part to it.
Oh, well, people think Canadian money is weird because it has, you know, different colors. And it is weird because it has, you know, people playing hockey on it and stuff. And I was just curious as to who was on other people's money because of who was on ours. And I found this fellow, and he was a brilliant general who took over World War One by just fixing all the problems that they had with their advances and their strategies, and turned the attitude of the Australians around because they had been devastated in Gallipoli beforehand.
The war of attrition.
Yeah, and turned it all around and gave them a great victory that turned the tide of the war later on. And the King of Britain came down to the battlefield when it happened and knighted him on the field, and that hadn't happened in hundreds of years.
So just a
good fellow that I didn't know about beforehand.
A decent chap.
Decent fellow on Australian $100 bill.
Now, you're at a bit of a crossroads in your life, from what I understand,
mm-hmm.
from your comic strips.
And my constant whining? That too.
I often
take the time to complain to the internet at large.
Well, you, for the last, I don't know how long, have been working in the lovely oil fields of northern Alberta.
Yes.
You're done that now, right?
In a few weeks, yes.
In a few weeks. Do you think mm-hmm. you'll still be as prolific?
Oh, yes. I'm trying to save enough so that I don't have to work for a little while and just take a break, because our work days are 14 hours long. And you get sick of that after a while.
I get sick of working 8 hours a day when I work.
Yeah, that seems like a vacation. I think about 8 hours.
Like,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Like you have your whole day. Amazing.
I can get more than 8 hours sleep.
Hopefully I can take the time to actually make nicer comics. That, you know, sometimes I look at them and they really look like a pile of twigs. People say they like my art, and I look at it and I just go, oh my goodness, this is... Ooh.
Why be such a hater?
Because, self-deprecating lady that I am, I don't know.
Is it more of that appropriate comics aesthetic?
I don't know. Well, if you look at other comics out there, it's just, you know, they're so nice, and there's some just amazing talents out there doing webcomics, and you put mine beside it, and it looks like something somebody picked out of the garbage can. So what I mean is, I'd like to...
They're wonderful comics, people. Wonderful.
I had an interview with CBC Radio, and he had to cut me out because they had two sound bites from me, because the rest of it was me telling him how awful I was, and he couldn't use it.
Well, luckily we managed to go 15 minutes without you saying how awful you were, so we're setting a record.
He was like, how do you like your comics? And I was like, oh, don't read them, they're terrible.
Terrible.
Like, stop saying things like that on the radio. Anyway.
One of the things you did recently, which captured a lot of people, was your talking to your younger self.
Yes. I'm not sure when I started making those, but they seem like an interesting thing, because everybody has dreams of what they want to be when they're younger, and expectations for themselves, and it hardly ever works out the way that you feel like it should. And when you grow older, maybe that's for the best, or maybe it isn't. Maybe you let yourself down a little bit. So I thought it was an interesting thing to make comics about. It's just talking to your younger self, and because you're very different people, but you have a lot of the same passions still.
Now for my, Actor Studio Inkstuts version. What would your younger self be saying to you doing comics? And
she'd be pretty happy. She really wanted... I really wanted to be an animator. That's what I wanted to be very, very badly. And I drew every day, and there's boxes of terrible drawings in my room because I didn't throw any of them out. Now I can't even open them to look at them because they're so bad. But that's all that I wanted to do, and I drew all the time, and I made horrible movies with our enormous video camera, and I tried to make animated movies.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like the kind where...
You're
like,
only saying that because you haven't seen them.
Is it the kind where, like, you need, like, a separate bag to hold the VCR?
Yes.
We had one of those growing up. It was not pretty.
No. No, they're big, scary things.
Massive.
But that's... And I thought that I would go into fine arts and then get an animation degree, but when it came time to go to university, I didn't think that I was good enough, so I didn't have a portfolio, and I went into arts, and it worked out very well because I don't think I would like a fine arts degree, and I'm quite happy with the one that I have.
It's I'm a history major.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wait, I knew that. I knew that.
You knew that.
You told me that. I know. I'm a good history student because I forget everything.
There we go. You have to keep relearning it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your website, Kate, is it Kate?
It's Kate Beaton, yep.
KateBeaton.com.
You know that I was going to make it Katie Beaton and the internet wouldn't give it to me.
You know what, though? I think that's okay because there's so many different ways you could spell Katie.
Yes, I get weird ones that have C's in them. That's just not natural.
I could tell you many different ones. KateBeaton.com, and then for constant updates...
Live Journal, yes.
Yeah, the Live Journal is... Beatana?
No, it's... I don't even know why I picked that. That is something that that... My old roommate Megan used to squeal when she was drunk at me. that's all that is. She would pet my head and go Beatana, and that's what that is on Live Journal.
So, any history figures we have to look forward to in the future?
I'm trying to write one now about the storming of the Bastille, because yesterday was Bastille Day, so I'm a day late.
Oh.
But if you ask my university professors, they'll tell you that's just how I like to roll. I rolled right into the lower grade point average because of it. But
you never get the extensions, or they just knew you well enough.
Maybe I got the extensions. Maybe they were late even after the extensions.
Oh. I get it on time, but it's done the day before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you jerk. Beating me in the academic world?
No, your grades are probably better than mine.
I don't know. I also used to enroll in morning classes and then show up and fall asleep, so that's... anyway, I'm going to forward this interview to any graduate school that I intend to apply to.
Is that a future for you?
I decided that... Well, I haven't ruled out grad school. I don't want to go unless somebody pays me to. I paid off one student loan, and it would be so painful to have to take out another one that I refuse to do it.
Well, I guess there's different graduate schools where you can be doing work as part of your graduate.
That's true. Although I don't mean I want someone to hand me a bag of money. I mean that I would like to merit a scholarship or something.
Like Beetle Bailey.
Like what?
Like Beetle Bailey from DuckTales.
Oh.
Not Beetle Bailey. It's the Beetle Brothers. The Bailey Brothers? No.
They were the Beagle Brothers.
The Beagle Brothers.
They were dogs. Everybody was... No, I don't know how many animals
so
there were.
I'm going to get so many people making fun of me.
Yeah, I know. You're supposed to be an expert on this sort of thing.
That's okay. I was going to start talking about the raccoon cartoon earlier from Nelvana that I watched as a kid and wondered if that was an influence.
I didn't understand their noses on the raccoons cartoon. I didn't know why they were bent down. Who punched them in the face? These raccoons.
I don't know why, but I loved that cartoon, but it was so bad.
It was pretty bad, but everybody loved it. Of course they did.
Maybe it's
they had anti-smoking ones where like the cool teenage raccoon was going to smoke, and all these other like animals with punk rock hair were like totally rad, and she was like, I don't know. And then I didn't smoke after that, so thanks, raccoon.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
No problem.
And I look forward to more comics.
Yes. I look forward to more interviews. So thank you for phoning me. I feel very flattered.
That's Kate Beaton, Katie Beaton. Check out her website, katebeaton.com, spelt K-A-T-E-B-A-T-O-N. Kind of sounds like Kate Beaton.
Predict how long.